Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Truth from the Heart with Travis Sullivan. As I continue Season 2, Episode 3, Why the Series The Chosen is So Dangerous, this is part number 7, and this hopefully should be the final part of this episode. I encourage you to listen to the previous parts of this episode, as well as other episodes that I've recorded on a variety of different topics. You can find those on any major podcast platform. Just make sure that you search Truth from the Heart with Travis Sullivan. Go ahead and type in the entire name as well as my name to make sure that you get the correct podcast series, Truth from the Heart with Travis Sullivan. You can also email the podcast, truthfromtheheartpodcast@gmail.com. I've been sharing verses with you on the last couple parts of this episode that talk about the importance of not adding or taking away from God's Word, the importance of God's Word in our life, and how it will stand forever, no matter that there are those out there who may try and change it or try and destroy it. And so I just want to continue sharing those verses with you. And I hope these verses are an encouragement to you. I hope they are a reminder to you. Maybe you haven't heard some of these verses in a while. But again, I encourage you to listen to the previous 6 parts of this episode so that these verses and kind of the flow of what I'm talking about all makes sense. So I want to try and wrap things up on this part of the episode. So like I said, I'm just going to jump right into this and continue where I left off. And that would be, I want to take you now to 2 Peter chapter 1, 2 Peter 1:20. And here is what it says. And I think this is also one of the theme verses of this episode. And it is, knowing this, first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture comes from someone's own interpretation. So no matter what someone says, well, this is what God meant, or this is what's going to happen, or this is what I believe is going to happen, it doesn't matter. If it's not in the Bible and God didn't say it, then it's not going to happen, okay? I mean, that's just the way that I look at it. That they can sit there and say, well, this is what I believe, and this is what God really meant. When you start sitting there and trying to basically override God and say, well, this is what I think you meant, or I'm going to add this in and try and make this more relevant for today, that's something you don't want to mess with. You don't mess with God's Word. God's Word is complete from beginning to end. So no prophecy of Scripture is going to come true from someone's own interpretation. It will only come true from God and His Word. So I hope that verse makes sense, and I hope that that makes sense to you as well. The writer of Hebrews also wrote in Hebrews 4, verse 12, and I prayed this at the end of the last episode, and again, it's a great reminder of the power of God's Word and why I say every episode, read the Bible. Let the Bible speak to you in your life. There is nothing like the power of God's Word. Hebrews 4, 12, for the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. This goes right along with testing what you see in your life, that when people claim to be Christian, or when they claim that this is of Christ or this is of the Bible, test it against God's word to see. Because God's word can stand the test of time. It's never failed a test, and it never will. And I guarantee you, if you actively seek the answer and you pray and say, please guide me to what the answer is, and does this line up with the Bible, God will give you that answer. The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. It can pierce the division of soul and spirit. It speaks to you in your life. It moves your heart. It moves us in our life. When we read God's word and when we understand what he is trying to tell us, there is nothing else that has that kind of power. So when you start taking the central figure of God's word, like Jesus, and you create a TV series and say, well, my goal is to share Christ with others, or to get people to share this series with their friends, or whatever the case may be, okay. You know, if that's what you want to do, I'm not sure that that's the greatest thing to do. You don't mess with God's word. It's complete. It doesn't need anything to complement it. Yes, there are parts of the Bible that are hard to understand. I've said that in several parts and throughout this episode, or throughout this podcast that I've been doing. There are parts of the Bible that are hard to understand. I will even say that. There are. But nevertheless, it doesn't need anything to complement it. That's where you have to rely on not our own understanding, but rely on the understanding that comes from the Holy Spirit when we read that, and God will help us to understand His Word. He's not trying to keep us in the dark. This is not a, well, here, read this and then figure it out on your own. It's a read it, and then if you don't understand it, turn back to me and say, Lord, help me to understand this. Help me to know why this is in your word. Help me to understand why this is important in my life. And he will. Don't just read it and then just, okay, well, that's it. I didn't understand that at all. Or I don't understand why all this genealogy is in here, or whatever the case may be. Ask God. And I guarantee you, he will guide you to the answer. I love this next verse, and it's one that the Jehovah Witnesses took out of their watchtower because it doesn't fit their narrative. So if it doesn't fit your narrative, obviously you can't have it and you don't believe it. And that is John 1:1, and you may have heard this verse many times. In the beginning was the Word. The Jehovah Witnesses are okay with that. And the Word was God. In the beginning was the Word. They're okay with that. And the Word was with God. Jehovah Witnesses are okay with that. And the Word was God. And that's where the Jehovah Witnesses go crazy, because they believe that Jesus was the Son of God, but they do not believe that he is part of the Holy Trinity. So they don't believe that Jesus was fully God and fully man. So they take that part of that verse out. So you've taken away from God's Word. Jesus is the Word of God. He was, he is, and he always will be. He was in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Oh, how important is that? Now, again, I've not watched a lot of the series of The Chosen, but I'm pretty sure that that verse probably is not in there, or that you don't hear Jesus say that, or that they don't say that, because that is not the true Jesus and the Jesus of the Bible. I know you're going to get tired of hearing me say that, but I just have to keep saying it, because there are so many people that, as I said on one part of this, they just say, well, you know, Dallas Jenkins, his dad wrote the series, the Left Behind series, and Dallas Jenkins says he's a Christian, and, you know, I believe that he's really trying to share the gospel with them, and then, you know, this series is what he believes. I mean, he is the creator of this series. He writes this series. So this is what he believes, regardless of what he tells you of. And then again, look at the influences around him. Look at who he's turning to as far as asking them, well, do you think that this is accurate, or do you think this is what would happen back in those days? Look at who they are. There isn't a Christian theologian among them. And I'm not saying that they would have all the answers, but at least it would make me feel at least a little bit better that you've got that voice in there. No, he's talking to a Jewish rabbi. He's also got, you know, a professor of New Testament theology, which we know how the educational system is, and we know how liberal they are and how anti-Christ they are. And just, test what you see, test what you read against the Word of God, and you will find in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus is a figure, one of the most misrepresented figures, I think, in all of history, because there are so many people. And this is what the series The Chosen does, that tries to fit him into a box, so to speak, and say, well, you know, we're going to make Jesus say this, or we're going to make Jesus to where he's not 100% God and man, and that he's going to say, well, I hope I don't mess up, because, you know, that's what we as humans would say, so people can identify with that. You don't change Jesus. You can't. Remember, I said on the last part of this episode, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He will never change, and neither will Jesus. So stop trying to change him and fit him into your little box, because Jesus cannot be contained. He is the same forever. He is the Jesus of the Bible that we read about. And whether you like it or not, that's the way that it is. That's why all these people that say, well, I believe that women should have, you know, more rights, or that, you know, women should be able to be pastors, or that women should be the head of a household. Well, that's not how it works. Because God designed it a long time ago that the man is the head of the household. God is the head of the man is the head of the household. That's just the way that it is. You may not like it. Well, God didn't ask for your opinion, and he didn't ask for mine. So that's just the way that it is, and it's that way for a reason. And so you can't just pick and choose what you like and what you don't like and say, well, you know, God said this, and, you know, God said to love everybody, so it's okay that, you know, that I'm gay, or you know, it's okay for us to have gays be leaders in our church, or whatever the case may be, or for our church to marry a homosexual couple. No, it's not. It is not. He did say that we are to love everybody. We are to love them in Christ, but also we are not to celebrate sin, and we are not to lead them into sin, if that makes sense. So we don't sit there and say, oh yes, we're behind you living a lifestyle that goes completely against God's word. That is not what we are called to do. We are called to love them. We're not to hate them. We are to pray for them and hope that they see the light. But we are not to sit there and say, well, God said, you know, Jesus said to love everybody. And, you know, in this day and age, we need more love. And so, you know, we're just going to love them and include them in everything in our church and let them become members and serve and do all this other stuff. No, that's not what he says. That's trying to take the Bible and cram it into today's society and make it fit your narrative. And that's not what it is. There are people that are offended by the Bible. And to me, that's sad. But at the same time, it is God's word, and that is what he believes. God's word is God's word. I know that that may sound profound, but God has told us the way that we are to live our lives. That's the end of it, period, end. It doesn't matter whether you agree with it or not. That is the way that we are to live our lives. So, again, it's important that we look at what God's word tells us. Two more verses to share with you, and then I will wrap things up. This next to last one is 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. All scripture is breathed out by God and is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete and equipped for every good work. All scripture is breathed out by God and is profitable for teaching, for reproof, and for correction, and for training in righteousness. Another great reminder that we are to let the Bible be our guide. It is there to teach us. It's there to guide us. It's there to correct whatever we do in our lives that is wrong and that goes against God's word. It is our guide that we are to live our lives by. And finally, the last verse that I want to share with you, Matthew 28:19. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. That is also known as the Great Commission, and that is what we are called to do as Christians. We are to go out and we are to make disciples of all nations and tell those that we know about Jesus and the true Jesus of the Bible. And that is why I love supporting the ministry of the Gideons, because they go out and they hand out Bibles to those who don't have them. They don't say, go and watch this series, or here's what I think, you know, here's how you should live your life. They hand them the living word of God. And that is how we are to live our lives. So let me just wrap things up by saying this. You have to come to your own conclusion about the series, The Chosen. I can almost guarantee you that God is not in support of a series that does not portray the true Jesus. As Christians, we should strive to share the true Jesus of the Bible with others, and it should bother us when we see a series like The Chosen that blasphemes our Lord and Savior. And I realize we are all convicted on different things, but to me, this one is definitely one that we want to stay away from. So my encouragement to you is to plant the seed in someone's life and let the Holy Spirit do the rest. Don't lead someone, especially a non-believer, to something that won't reveal to them the true Jesus of the Bible. So again, the final conclusion, the series The Chosen is dangerous for both Christians and non-Christians alike because it doesn't portray the true Jesus and can give many a warped view of the Bible. The program takes way too much artistic liberty by adding in things that don't matter or they aren't in the Bible in order to be relevant to today's culture. I don't believe Dallas Jenkins is saved, and I believe that those who are saved have a true desire should have a true desire to lead others to Jesus and not lead them down the wrong path. The series is influenced by many non-Christian people, and yet it's supposed to be a series about the most important figure in all of human history, Jesus Christ. I'll never support The Chosen or have anything to do with it, and it's sad to see so many are supporting it rather than true ministries like the Gideons. But here's what I leave you with. Do your own research. Read the articles. I will post the links in the descriptions of these episodes. Decide for yourself whether you think you should support the series or not. I cannot make that decision for you. I can just tell you the truth in love and desire to lead people to the one true God. Remember to check out the podcast episodes and share them with your friends and family. And I hope to pick up the pace and get more episodes done in the near future. Now that I'm done with TCU baseball season and we're back from our family vacation, hopefully this summer I can start pumping out several episodes per month. So I do appreciate you indulging me and listening to everything that I have to tell you today. And this has been one that I have wanted to talk about ever since I started to do this podcast series. So again, hope you'll tune in to the previous six parts of this episode, and that I hope it speaks to you. I hope it gets you to thinking and whatnot. Let me pray and I will close things out for today. Lord, thank you for today, and thank you for giving me the words to say. Lord, this was a tough one because this is one that can hit a nerve with a lot of people. When you start trying to call things out that are wrong that people are doing in their lives, it can get a lot of things stirred up. But this is something that you have put on my heart to talk about. And not to sit here and say I'm an expert by any stretch of the imagination, but I let you guide me as to what I'm supposed to say and to the verses that I'm supposed to share with others. And I just pray that one life has changed, one life is touched, and that maybe somebody who used to read your word all the time and started using the series as more of something to lean on or more of their guide would turn back to your word. And if one person does that, then to you be the glory, and it has all been worth it, and I would do it all over again, because there is nothing more important than using your word as the guide in our lives. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to be able to do this podcast and for taking this podcast all over the world. And thank you for sending Jesus to die for us. It's in your name that I pray. Amen. Once again, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you tuning in. And when I started this series, I said, I'm not going to make people pay for this. I want to make it free because I don't want anything to hinder people from hearing the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And as I said in that prayer, I am not perfect. By any stretch of the imagination, I am not an expert. I'm just telling you what God puts on my heart to say. And don't take what I say as golden. Check everything that I've told you. Read these articles. Read God's word. Read those verses again. Let the Holy Spirit speak to you in your life. Don't just listen to one person, especially a human, and just put all your faith in them. You got to put your faith in God alone. So that's my encouragement for you. Again, I hope I didn't ramble too much on this episode about the different things that are the different problems I saw with the series The Chosen, but something that I was passionate about and something that God just put on my heart to say. There was an article that pretty much sums everything up pretty well. It's from truthscript.com. I will also post the link to that article in the description as well. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in. As I said, hopefully now that we've hit the summertime, I can start getting more episodes put out on a quicker basis to try and give you as much content as I can. Like I said, I like to do as much research as I can, kind of let God guide me as I write the scripts for these episodes. And I want to pick the right verses and say the right thing. So I don't want to rush anything. And I know that there are people that do weekly podcast and daily podcast. I'm not to that point yet. I may never get to that point. But nevertheless, I am so glad for the opportunity that I'm able to do the ones that I've done so far and hopefully continue to do as well. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to share the podcast with your friends and your family. Truth from the Heart with Travis Sullivan. This is the final part of the episode called Why the Series The Chosen is So Dangerous. I'm Travis Sullivan. Remember, Jesus is King. Maranatha, and God bless until next time.